Hi, today I thought I'd like to talk a bit about practices and activities that I have consistently engaged with over the last five or so years and that have sustained my journey and brought more presence and resilience. So I'm referring to the practices that I have engaged with on a daily basis, more or less, because there have been many, many other great things I have used, like beautiful guided meditations and so on. But these are the basic things I have been returning to. They have become automatic, one could say, and I do not have to rely on scripts or technology, since I do spend quite some time on my computer. So I can engage with these practices first thing in the morning, in bed at night, or in nature, or while going about my day. So I like to spend some time every day with whatever arises, non-judgmentally, just sitting with what is. I also engage with Dan Siegel's Wheel of Awareness, which over time I have stretched a bit to incorporate a little bit more. I use emotional freedom technique, knowing as tapping, prayer and gratitude, which I sort of combine with Rick Hansen's practice of taking a little time each day to take in the good, to build resilience and to override our inherent negativity bias. I use all sorts of other things, but these are just kind of the basic practices which I have used for a long, long time. So I will begin with the Wheel of Awareness, which is a visual metaphor for the way our mind works and a research-based practice to expand the container of consciousness. So Dan Siegel has come up with a metaphor of awareness lying in the center of a circle, which he calls a hub of awareness, and from which we can focus on our thoughts, on emotions, sensations, images, sounds, and so on. The first segment contains the five senses. So during this phase, we let go of the breath as a focus of attention, and we begin to focus on the five senses, one at a time. So it's the sounds, sight, light, smell, taste, touch. Initially, this can bring up a lot of material, memories maybe, discomfort even, physical. But over time, as we continue to stay with what arises, the chatter in our mind quietens and we arrive at a place where there is much more space and emptiness even. Then we turn our attention to the interior of the body and we become aware of sensations, discomfort maybe, even aches, our organs and so on. So basically this is a body scan type exercise, which over time I have expanded. For instance, I try, as Judith Blackstone suggests, to inhabit the different areas of my body, which allows for a greater sense of embodiment and takes us more out of our heads and mind. I also often incorporate another breathing technique I have learned from Judith Blackstone. We breathe at the level of our lower abdomen first, below our belly button, then from our heart, and finally we breathe at the level of our ears. So we can imagine that we have lungs in all these areas. After a couple of times, we can breathe from all three areas simultaneously, and this feels like energy running vertically throughout our body, which is centering and invigorating. So in some sense, I think that we kind of integrate gut, brain, the heart intelligence, and the brain we have in our skull. So I might combine this during the body scan, or I might rest my attention more on the energy areas, known as chakra areas, which often allows for material that needs to be addressed to come up. I have found this very powerful, actually. The third segment contains the mental activities. We remain open to any mental activity that arises into awareness without judgment, as far as that is possible. Whether that is a feeling, a thought, a memory, an image, a wish, a hope, anything, whatever is salient, insights. The fourth segment holds our sense of connection to other people, to nature, the universe. We start by opening up to a connection to our loved ones, all the way to the people of the earth, and then to all sentient beings, the planet itself. it's at this point that we can feel connected to something greater than us, to our connection to God, or to the universe, or to that sense of oneness of all things. And finally, we express statements of kindness and wishes of well-being to all beings, to our family and to ourselves, as we cultivate intention of kindness, care, compassion. We get to notice positive changes in our inner world. So this might go something like, I've actually taken these wishes from Dan Siegel's book, Aware. May all living beings be happy. May all living beings be healthy. May all living beings be safe. May all living beings flourish and thrive. We then repeat this for our family and ourselves. I find myself repeating this for people I might be particularly grateful on that particular day or period or week. I often tend to improvise and embellish the script, depending on time and my mood. Also, sometimes if I'm too tired or sleepy, it might seem more mechanical, but at other times it is deeply felt. It's sort of as intense as a prayer, this wishing well to others. Sharon Salzberg writes that loving kindness is meant to be done in the easiest way possible, so that the experience springs forth most gently, most naturally. To do it in the most easiest way possible means first to use phrases that are personally meaningful. The traditional phrases that are taught begin with oneself. And she writes, may I be free from danger, may I know safety. Danger in that sense is both inner danger from the force of certain mind states and outer danger. So may I be free from danger, may I have mental happiness, may I have physical happiness, may I have ease of well-being, which means may I not have to struggle terribly day by day with livelihood, with family issues. She continues, really, you should use any phrases that are powerful for you. They need to be meaningful, not just in a very temporary way, but something profound that you would wish for yourself and wish for others. Thoughts are very important in doing loving kindness, not to struggle to get a certain kind of feeling. Let your mind rest in the phrases. You can be aware of the phrases, either with the breath or just in themselves. The focus of the attention is the phrases. The feelings will come and go. She carries on. Sometimes, many times, it will be very, very ordinary, very dry, or very mechanical. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that nothing is happening or that it's not working. What is important is to do it, is to form that intention in the mind, because we are uniting the power of loving kindness and the power of intention, and that is what will produce the effect of that free flow of loving kindness. So to come back to the wheel of awareness, we finally explore the hub of awareness itself, which strengthens our ability to be aware of awareness. We can do this by imagining the bending of the spoke of attention around so it aims itself back into the hub. So as we practice staying mindfully with emotions and bodily experience through meditation and mindfulness practices, insights about experience will surface. And also, as we allow emotions and sensations to rise and recede, we increase resilience and allow for integration and expansion. We make connections between narratives, behavioral patterns, dynamics, responses and reactions. As we stay present with our layered experience and layered emotional reality, and through feeling all that arises, we heal some. Expansion takes place. I have also found Tara Brach's RAIN technique useful when something difficult comes up throughout the day, but also during meditation. RAIN stands for recognize, accept, inquire, and nurture. So instead of letting whatever arises dissipate, I often pause and recognize that it is difficult and it is there. I accept it and I inquire and I wait to see what might arise. Finally, I nurture myself in any way I deem appropriate in the moment. Of course, there are so many wonderful things out there, and different things resonate and are best for different people. And there will always be new things we will engage with as time goes by, and depending on where we are, in our journey and what is necessary each time. To finish off today, I think this is it for today. Hopefully, I will make another audio where I will talk about the other practices I mentioned and maybe some more recent exercises I have used. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye until next time.